Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Lone Tree Fire and Rescue Chief Matt Zatto about an upcoming fundraiser for one of their members. Okay, I'm here with the Chief of Lone Tree Fire and Rescue, Matt Zatto. First of all, thank you for taking some time to speak with me today.
Absolutely, glad to be here.
How long have you been involved with the Lone Tree Fire and Rescue, or just any fire department in general, if there's been more than one?
So I've been a member of Lone Tree since 2003, so knocking on 20 years. I've been the chief there for 8 years, maybe. A number of different roles there over the years, but took over chief about 8 years ago, and it's been a challenging yet very rewarding way to spend my free time.
So what drew you to the field of fire and rescue?
Well, it was really just that, for me personally, it was a good way to get involved in the community and get to know people, and I think over time it turns into kind of your link to the community, so it's a great way to give back and stay engaged in the community, so.
And I mean, 20 years, I would say that, yeah, that's certainly the case for you. And speaking to that idea of giving back, there is a soup supper fundraiser coming up on March 9th for a member of the Lone Tree Fire and Rescue. And we'll talk about the fundraiser in a few minutes, but can you first just tell me about the family that this fundraiser is benefiting?
Yeah, so the family is Kayla and Andy Waldschmidt. They have two kids here, and they live here in Lone Tree. I think Jace is 5, 6 years old, maybe, somewhere in that ballpark, a little boy. Their daughter, Kinsey, who I think is in that 6 to 9 month range. I think when she's a few months old, they found out she had some liver problems and was in need of a liver transplant. So they kind of started the hunt to work through that, and obviously that's a challenging one to address. But they ended up finding a donor out in Omaha, and I think they spent about 5 or 6 weeks out in Omaha. Surgery went well. She's in recovery now, but there's obviously a lot of challenges that go along with that. So we are trying to do a little soup supper there in Lone Tree on this Thursday night to help raise some money for them and help out the best we can.
We talked about the day that it's going to be held. Can we talk time, location, what's going to be available for people who attend?
Yep. So it's we're going to cook up about 10 roasters of chili and potato soup, some baked goods there. Obviously, it's all free will donation. But cooking's not much fun, so we'd like to take care of that for the community. It's going to be at the school cafeteria there in town. There's a few signs up there on Highway 22 and a couple in town there. But if you're out and about and don't want to cook on Thursday night, it's a great place to get some soup and warm up.
So who's putting this event on, or who's helping out with the cooking and the organizing of this?
Realistically, it's a small group of Andy's friends from the fire department and a few other vendors. Jerry and Margie Sweeting from Riverside are helping us with the food prep a little bit. So it's a pretty good sized group of people that just want to help out, and it seems like a pretty good way to try and raise some funds to help them get through the next few, month or two.
That's great. And you had mentioned that it is free will donation, and
yep,
the proceeds are all going to the Waldschmidt family?
100% going to the Waldschmidt family.
Speaking a little bit about Andy, how long has he been involved with Lone Tree Fire and Rescue?
Andy's been on since 2013, so knocking on 10 years. Andy's Firefighter 1, EMT, so he's been around the block for quite a while, and he's helped out in a number of places, so it's a good way to help out one of your own.
And I'd have to imagine, with you being there nearly 20 years, him being there for a decade himself, you've probably developed a pretty good relationship in that time.
Yeah, Andy's a good guy, and he's always one of those guys that's willing to help with whatever. So it seems like a good way to try and give back.
If there are people who are unable to attend this soup supper on Thursday night, are there any other ways that they can support the Waldschmidt family?
There is a GoFundMe account that's been set up for a while. They've been, helpful to the family, obviously. Obviously, if you're not able to make it and you still like to donate without the GoFundMe, you can send something to the fire department and just note that it's for the Waldschmidt family, P.O. Box 436, Lone Tree, Iowa, and we'll ensure it gets to the family.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you for taking some time to talk me through this terrific event. I hope that you have plenty of people attending, and I hope it all goes well. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Soup Supper or even the Lone Tree Fire and Rescue in general?
I guess the big thing to me is I think everybody needs to take the time to try and help out their fellow community members and family members. And there's a time of need. We should all try and step up and do the right thing. So if you don't want to cook, come to Lone Tree on Thursday night.
That was Matt Zatto joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Soup Supper fundraiser Thursday night. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.